Tonight, it is the penultimate game in the Little Hawkeye Conference season as the Pelahai Little Dutch and Lady Dutch host the Grinnell Tigers. Trying to clear things out. Nag has it up high. Drives in left side. Bounce pass Van Wyk on the baseline. Nice slip pass by Nag, and Van Wyk pays it off with the two.
Good job of a back door there by Van Wyk and an even better pass.
Peterson drives down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket, up and in for two, and we're tied at 15.
That is huge for the Dutch, because normally she's just kind of our passing post, and that aggressiveness there is critical.
Pella pushing, Vanderwall, Peterson, go. Yes, and one! The Lady Dutch beat the Tigers defense back down the floor, and Annika Peterson a chance at a three-point play.
That's a nice look up the floor, because that's probably at least a half-court pass, and it was right on the money. Good job by Anna looking up the floor again.
Inside to Naminga, over two defenders, off glass, rattles out, rebound, Talkie!
There we go.
Second chance, yes! And a three-point opportunity with Kylie Talkie getting her first bucket of the game. Now Vanderwall for Pella, bounce pass, Nag running the floor and paying it off with the layup for Madison Nag. She becomes Pella's third double-digit scorer. The Lady Dutch down 14. Pella with one last three from Regan Van Wyk, off the mark, no good. And our final score, the Tigers with a huge second half pull away from Pella. Grinnell 78, the Lady Dutch 60. It's Parker Elder and Matthias Durr for tonight's opening tip presented by Dutch Mill Supply. The Pella and Grinnell boys ready to roll, and the ball is in the air. We are underway live on the KRLS 2 stream at KNIAKRLS.com. McGriff, a deep three, no good. Durr, a tap back, and it goes into the backcourt. And then Nelson steals it away and lays it up and in for two. What a hustle play by the senior.
I was going to say, that's somebody who wanted the ball a lot more than the Grinnell Tiger in that particular play.
Allen drives, gets all the way in, down the left side of the lane, and flips it up with his right hand for two.
Nice job of finishing that time. Our three balls are not falling so far, but we've done a good job of getting into the lane.
Right side, Hansen on the wing with Durr defending. Crossover dribble. Hansen leans and scores!
Nice job.
What a drive to the basket by Keegan Hansen.
That was a good finish. Took the contact. They didn't get a call, but still finished nicely off the glass.
Rebounded by Warner again. Now Elder for the Dutch, pushing the pace. Parker Elder down the right side of the lane, off glass for two. And Parker Elder with back-to-back buckets as the Dutch get out into transition and lead by 13. Josh Warner grabs a 6-3 bound for Pella, pushes it up to Nelson, misses the layup, and Elder flying in, slams home the putback, and Pella has its largest lead of the game at 16.
All right, here's exactly where we were against Des Moines Christian. An Elder dunk up by 16, and we stopped playing, so I will see if we learn some lessons.
The Little Dutch are 8 minutes away from clinching a share of the 2020-2021 Little Hawkeye Conference Championship. And they're that much closer as Carl Miller buries a left corner three. Drives down the left side of the lane, kicks it into the corner. Van Zandt for three. Yes! Caleb Van Zandt! Back-to-back buckets, and Pella's got a 27-point lead. They are in cruise control.
And having fun.
Fires it into the corner for Perez. Back to Huddleston for three.
Yes!
Matty Huddleston for three! And Pella leads 74-44. Little Dutch 76, Grinnell 46. This ball game is over, and the Dutch have wrapped up a share of the Little Hawkeye Conference title. They'll try to clinch it outright Thursday against Pella Christian.